This year's theme for Life in 500 Words is making waves. That is, challenging the status quo within yourself, your community, or even within your workplace. And it's the latter that Jan took on when she challenged some of the entrenched behaviours where she was very proud to be employed. The result? Well, here's Jan with her Life in 500 Words.
Making a wave and being neurotic seem to go together in this true story. I joined the police service as a sworn officer in 1983. By early 1996, I'd begun a doctoral thesis looking at police corruption. I was driven by a desire to improve, make changes, and have an impact on the police organisation while it responded to the Wood Royal Commission. I conducted interviews with senior executive police officers and public servants. This meant I provided a platform for egos, for secrets, for experiences, and for those who genuinely believed change was possible or wanted. I completed 150 narratives, but one of those interviews included an accusation they had been warned against giving certain evidence to the Wood Royal Commission. The rules state I have to report any alleged acts of corruption. The late retired Chief Inspector Bob Martin received the late afternoon call. He came over to police headquarters and picked up the recorded information after I had transcribed it. Bob was a legal man, an ethical man, and a police officer for all seasons. He provided for years ongoing strong support to compromised, honest operational officers. He would continue to record my activities, where I was, who I was talking to, while a deputy commissioner and assistant commissioner decided what to do with me. I had created a problem. We have all heard of similar stories before. I was vilified, one police officer, a friend, saying, "I'm sorry, I can't sit with you and have lunch." Another senior police officer sent around an email saying I was a risk to the organisation. I twirled around in anxiety. I finished my thesis in a state of dreaded mental confusion. I was not proud of my work. I felt I'd betrayed the police family and myself. The ending was no one in the police institution was interested in my recommendations. In fact, a friend bought a second-hand copy that was signed by an assistant commissioner I'd gifted it to. I did graduate, but not with the tsunami effect of a wave of changes, but instead a nothing wave, a no-impact wave. I had instead to face my own demons of wanting to create institutional change. I watched police officers arrested for criminal acts of corruption that they had committed during the Royal Commission. There is something about individual self-interest, survival greed, and networking with others in criminal activities that I observed and still observe that leads me to believe, as my research concluded, that not only do whistleblowers rarely create institutional change, but they end up mentally vulnerable.
That's Jan reflecting on the toll that speaking out had on her personally and professionally. A sad reminder that exposing wrongful behaviour doesn't always end in vindication. And we thank Jan for having the courage to speak out. Jan's story was produced by Carey Dell. We'd love to hear about your triumphs and losses when it comes to making waves in your world. They're part of the same tapestry of human experience, aren't they? Record your Life in 500 Words story into your smartphone and then you can send it to lifematters@abc.net.au, and you can find all the instructions at the very, very bottom of our webpage.